John 10:10 tells us that he's come that we might have life and have it abundantly. I wonder what your idea of abundant life is like. Good job, financial security, big house, two cars or even three, holidays, pension, health and heaven when I die. But I wonder if indeed he was speaking of fullness, not measure of life in him, not so much material sufficiency, which Matthew 6:33, when we get to it, will show us comes if we seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Is he perhaps saying he wants us to fully understand what he did for us on the cross and come into everything he won there? His expectation is that we are progressively transformed in our thinking, our worldview and our values, so that they might come into alignment with his. We contrasted the values of the world with the kingdom earlier, didn't we? It means that we live in peace, as far as depends upon us, with everyone. We keep no record of wrong. We bless when we're cursed. We go the extra mile. We give without expecting to receive in return, that our light so shines before men that they glorify our Father in heaven. Our righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees. We live by the laws of the kingdom in the here and now. He plans for eternity, and he expects us to do the same. Our time here is training for reigning with him. This will mean no longer looking at things from an earthly perspective, but seeing all things as he does in the light of eternity. Everything measured by that standard. So that disagreement you had with your spouse, child, boss this morning, was it worth what you will get by justifying you were right? Just a question. What relevance will it have in eternity? I don't need your answer because you know already it's got no relevance at all for eternity. It's just upset you both this morning and left you grumpy with everyone else. An eternal perspective. The things we fight for, argue over, have an opinion about. Irrelevant in the light of eternity. We need a broader perspective, beloved, a wider view, a new lens. We need to look up, for our redemption draws near. That means if he were to come for you right now, you will be ready and waiting, lamps filled like the wise virgins, not entangling yourself with the affairs and cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, but having a kingdom mindset and lifestyle. His thoughts are so much higher than ours, and his ways past finding out. We need to gear ourselves up, beloved. We are both athletes and an army. 2 Timothy 2:4 in the NIV says this: no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer, my utmost for his highest. Time to check our equipment, I think. Correct footwear, the loins of our mind girded up. That's the King James for grabbing all those wandering thoughts and stopping them in their tracks. Travelling light, stripped down to the bare essentials. And ready. Let's go.